This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump today has tweeted about a conversation he's had with the Saudi King Salman about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The president said the king denies knowing anything about Khashoggi's disappearance. And now Mr. Trump says he is immediately sending Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet with the king and talk with him. Meanwhile, the leaders of Turkey and Saudi Arabia have discussed forming a joint working group to look into the disappearance of Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi, who wrote for The Washington Post, had been critical of the Saudi crown prince. President Trump is suggesting Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis could be one of his next key officials to leave the government. The president so far has fired or pushed out dozens of key officials or watched as others that he liked have resigned, including United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, who last week said she would be leaving her post at the end of the year. China's ambassador to the U.S. says many accusations the Trump administration has made against Beijing are groundless, including election interference. Without presenting any tangible evidence of Chinese election interference, the White House has accused China of trying to turn voters away from the Republicans in next month's election. The Trump administration also calls the China Daily insert in many U.S. newspapers propaganda. A family of six lost children's lives quietly in a small apartment among strangers in a northern Iraqi city. Now they're talking about the fact that their home village is now less than an hour's away from where Shiite militiamen have burned down their home because their father belonged to the Islamic State group. They fear retaliation by their former neighbors, so now they are dealing with anger and trying to decide what to do next. This is VOA News. Both Koreas held high-level talks Monday to discuss implementing items agreed to by their respective governments last month at the third inter-Korean summit. VOA Steve Miller is in Seoul with that story.
South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyun led the five-member delegation Monday for talks that were held on the southern side of the truce village of Panmunjom. The North Korean counterparts were led by Ri Song-kwon, chairman of the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of the Country. Both sides agreed to groundbreaking and inspections on rail and roadways located on the east and west coasts, which are to begin in October. The delegations also agreed to discuss issues related to a North Korean art troop performing in the south as soon as possible and to hold Red Cross talks at the North's Mount Kumgang Resort in November to discuss issues regarding families separated by the Korean War. North and South Korean leaders agreed in September to intensify cross-border cooperation and to make the Korean Peninsula a land free of nuclear weapons. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Israel's Supreme Court has halted the deportation of an American graduate student fighting an expulsion order linked to a boycott movement against Israel. AP's Mike Hempen.
The court has ruled that Lara Al-Qassam's deportation be frozen until judges have a chance to hear an appeal in the coming week. Her attorney submitted the appeal on Sunday. The 22-year-old Al-Qassam arrived in Israel on October 2nd with a student visa to study at Hebrew University, but she was barred from entering the country due to her alleged involvement in the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Al-Qassam has remained in detention while fighting the Israeli decision. She says she is no longer a boycott activist. I'm Mike Hempen.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative allies lost their absolute majority in Bavaria's state parliament by a wide margin in a regional election Sunday. The Christian Social Union had their worst performance since 1950 in the state vote. Benoit Kampmark is a European scholar at Australia's RMIT University.
What's at play here is a populist revolt against traditionalism, the traditional parties that we're seeing in Bavaria that we have been seeing in other European countries as well, albeit this at the regional level. So the traditional base, which has been so vital to German politics for so long, and the CSU-CDU coalition being possibly threatened in terms of the broader German framework. So we are seeing gains being made by the parties that several years ago would not have imagined gaining as much as they have.
And Kampmark said the main issues in the election were the rise of populism and whether Germany should be letting in migrants. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.